You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Around, you know, up to 8 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. Text in your thoughts on 5395. Justice Minister Paul Goldsmith has announced the government is considering removing Election Day voter enrolment. A spokesperson for the Electoral Commission told 95BFM background information on what Election Day voter enrolment is, including that Election Day enrolment was introduced for the 2020 election, so there has been two elections where it's been in place. It means people can enrol or update their details and then vote on Election Day. Before 2020, people needed to enrol by the day before Election Day. In 2023, about 110,000 people enrolled or updated their details on Election Day, and anyone who enrolls or updates their details in the month before Election Day needs to cast a special vote. Goldsmith's reasons for looking at abolishing the Election Day enrolment included that few countries have the ability to do this, and the Electoral Commission does not have enough resources to deal with these special votes. Opposition MPs, including Green Party leader Chloe Swarbrick, has spoken out against removing same-day voting and enrolment, stating in a press release, any imposed barrier to accessible elections is rightfully open to serious criticism of voter suppression. I asked political scientist at Victoria University, Dr. Lara Greaves, Ngāpuhi Pākehā Tarara, about the proposal and its resulting opposition. I started by asking her to explain the issues with same-day enrolment and voting.
Basically, same-day enrolment and voting creates more administration for the Electoral Commission or, you know, whoever is administering an election. So there are a lot of processes that go into making sure that our electoral system and all the counts and all those processes are done with integrity and are double-checked, triple-checked and done according to a quite complicated set of laws. And part of that is actually having this voter registration in advance. So if you rock up on the day and enroll to vote or change your information, that creates a whole bunch of different technical processes that need to be gone through in order to check that you are who you say you are and against other records. So it basically creates more administration for the electoral system.
What are the benefits of it?
Ultimately, one of the ideals around democracy is to make voting as easy and as sort of broad and wide as possible and as you possibly can. So you wouldn't want to, in an electoral system, exclude people basically through their inability to get the admin done on time. So a lot of people aren't thinking about voting on a day-to-day basis. They're not thinking about voter registration. People move around a lot, and we know different equity groups are more likely to move house, like such as Māori, who we know from the census are more likely to move house. So you want to make sure that you're as inclusive as possible and that people can show up and enroll to vote on Election Day and still vote. That was an issue where actually tens of thousands of people were showing up on Election Day and were turned away or told they couldn't vote. And so the law changed a few years ago to allow for this. But of course, in changing the law to enfranchise more people and have less disallowed votes, this has meant that there's that extra administrative burden for the system.
By abolishing it, would the government be suppressing voters?
I think that if you abolish same-day enrolment and voting, you are it pretty much means that, you know, thousands of people who have shown up to vote, you know, they've really given their best effort, their vote doesn't count. And that's not going to be a positive for democracy. I think all around the world, Western democracies especially, are struggling with populism and are struggling with people kind of undermining democratic norms. They're struggling with trust. And so really one of the good antidotes to that is to try to be as inclusive and enfranchise as many people as possible. So fundamentally, any kind of restrictions or making it harder in any way for people to vote is going to disenfranchise some people. And ultimately, I think a lot of us want to live in a democracy that's fair and allows for people to enrol and vote on the same day.
A lot of people who cast special votes, which are what these votes are left-wing voters. Is the government just trying to block people from voting for the opposition?
Well, fundamentally, it's a hard one because you don't want to start to get into those conversations. I think for a lot of us, we don't want to think of ourselves as like the United States or even the UK, where we've seen right-wing parties start to put things in place like the need for voter ID or make voting harder. I would hope that our our parties across the political spectrum are on board with just allowing as open a franchise and as open a voting as possible. I would be really disappointed if anyone was doing this in a partisan way, because it doesn't really, like, if you talk to the random person on the street or most New Zealanders, I think they want our democracy to be really inclusive as possible and just allow people to rock up on the day and vote. So it would be such a shame if it does become a partisan battle, or it does become about who the different voters vote for. I think that would be a really disappointing thing.
Without getting rid of same-day enrolment, how can the issue of people double voting be solved?
Well, firstly, I would say double voting often tends to be quite a small number of people, and the Electoral Commission reported on at one point that a lot of it was people taking their parents from the rest homes to go and vote when they'd already voted. So there isn't this case where it's widespread fraud. So that'd be the first thing that I'd caution. The second thing would be that sometimes with electoral systems, you just have to invest in technology. Some of the computer systems that the electoral system used, the report showed, were kind of near the end of their life. So I think we need to invest more money in making sure these systems are fit for purpose, and fit for purpose in the 21st century. I think one thing that I've learned in recent years is just the shocking amount of paper and the shocking amount of sort of manual admin type tasks that are done within running an election. And I think that it's really time to have a think about what should be invested in. Of course, making sure that all the processes are done with integrity and can't be hacked and all of that, so on and so forth, but also just thinking about what are the systems that need to be put in place to really make the voting system, the voting counting, all of that administrative process modern and also aligned with voters' expectations. I think a lot of the paper, the manual processes, the need to find someone in a book and all of those processes aren't really aligned with how the average voter kind of views what systems should be like. So I think that there just needs to be more investment fundamentally in our elections and in our voting system.
That was Dr. Lara Greaves on a proposal from the government to end election day enrolment and voting.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.